Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest. You've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil. Maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, EB, and JP. Coming up in an hour, we got our mock draft. We'll talk to Keith Smith from Spot Rack, NBA writer, 925. Find out what he thinks the Wizards are up to. Most people believe acquiring guys like CJ McCollum and last year Middleton and Marcus Smart. It's not about winning games. It's about finding guys whose contracts are going to expire to clear up space. So eventually, you got to get somebody to fill that space.
So are they aiming for like one superstar or just like sort of more role players?
So that's, you got to ask Will Dawkins. Yeah. I don't know. Right. And I don't even know who's going to be free agent. So that would be in 2026.
Yeah, look, what kind of guys are we talking about?
Luka's a free agent.
Luka? I mean, of course you would take Luka.
Yeah, but he's going to re-sign with the Lakers in all likelihood. So we'll see. We'll see. But we got our mock draft coming up at 8 o'clock.
Your top free agents in 2026 are Damian Lillard.
All right.
Old.
Yeah, old.
Broken.
Actually, I'm sorry. This is for this year, correct? Yeah. So you're talking about for 26-27 season, correct?
No, I think you're right. I'm looking at the 2026 free agent.
Jalen Williams will be one. I'm sure he'll sign the next deal. Possibly Banchero. Luka's the big fish.
Luka's the biggest one, yeah.
I mean, if you get Luka, then obviously you're instant contender. But I don't know. I can't imagine that.
They're not going to get Luka.
I can't imagine.
He ain't leaving the Lakers.
Trae Young might be as well.
Who?
Trae Young. Yep.
Well, I mean, that's what they want to do. I mean, they want to create a bunch of space. And if they're going to go after one guy or two guys, I mean, they've got a bunch of young guys that they're hoping turn into superstars. But we'll see.
I think they have to
hit on this pick, too. I mean, I'm not saying he has to be a superstar, but he's got to be a starter.
Missed it yesterday. We had Patsos on, and he was all excited about, what is it, the 16th pick.
Okay.
Is it the 18th? It's 18th pick. He's all excited about that one. He almost wanted to talk about that one more than he did the 6th pick.
Yep. So we'll have our mock draft coming up at 8 o'clock, but another day, another Terry McLaurin rumor. It's not really a rumor. Fox Sports David Hellman has kind of a fantasy trade where if the Commanders got frustrated with Terry McLaurin and they just decided to move on, he basically has a swap of disgruntled players who are holding out for bigger contracts. Would you be okay with them trading Terry McLaurin for TJ Watt?
Straight up.
No. And I'm not saying that TJ Watt might not be a better, more impactful player at his position. I don't want to trade Terry. I don't think we can make the run we need to make in this window without Terry. We have to come to a contract agreement.
So you're saying that TJ Watt wouldn't have the impact on
he's a great
every
player.
Down impact that a Terry
He's probably
McClure
better at his position than Terry is at his.
Definitely is. He's one defensive player
he's
of the year.
He's probably younger. But
I think it's comparable.
We need... we would have no number one receiver. We need a number one receiver.
TJ Watt's older.
Yeah. I personally wouldn't do it.
By what, a couple years?
He's 30.
Oh, so
they're basically the same age. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do that.
I think your current setup, you need Terry.
Exactly.
But I do think TJ Watt is a better player. I don't know. We can throw it out to callers. 800-636-1067 is kind of one of these fantasy deals where.
Who's going to be your number one then?
Tebo.
I just don't think that's what he's cut out to be at this point in his career.
I agree. He's a really good number two at this point, but I don't think you could expect him to catch, you know, 90 balls.
You need to catch 80 plus balls.
You have more confidence in the offense than you do the defense. And the defense lost their number one sack guy in Dante Fowler Jr. So you bring TJ Watt, all of a sudden, you've got this pass rush with one of the best pass rushers in the game. You got Dan Quinn's defense. They brought in Kinlaw. A lot of hype about Daron Payne being in better shape in the mini camp. Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll have a bounce back season. If you can get the defense. Now, I get it. You'd have this big hit on offense.
That'd be a big hit on offense.
But maybe if you have confidence in Jaden, you know, the top quarterbacks.
You want to have him
The top quarterbacks definitely benefit from having big-time receivers. But, you know, Josh Allen was supposed to suffer without Stephon Diggs. Seems like he's done okay.
I mean, it's a good sports radio topic, but they're not going to trade Terry McLaurin.
Right. They're going to figure out a way.
They're not going to trade him to Pittsburgh.
I thought you were going to bring up the article where they were talking about the contract demands potentially being as much as $37 million per year.
Where does that come from?
I don't know. I think it's that
a reliable
Lake Lewis
source?
Is doing it on a podcast. Maybe he's claiming that's the number he's heard.
That's the Lake Lewis report that we talked about last week.
Oh, yeah.
Then Mike Fisher, who's a longtime NFL insider, said either that's the most outrageous contract demand ever, or it's an outrageous report.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Erroneous
right.
report.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mike Fisher says 3 years, $100 million with the guaranteed money being the remaining issue.
Right. Right. That's what they're fighting about. I don't care. What did DK get? Didn't we say DK got $32 million? It should be in that range, I think.
I think he's at 33.
Yeah, 33? Somewhere in that
okay,
range.
Okay, just figure it out. Put it in that range. I think 37 sounds high, but that's okay to ask. I think, and then you come off it.
Well, that's if they're asking. I mean, who knows if that's
well, you don't ask for
credible.
You always got to ask for a little more.
I think he's going to
give yourself some compromise room.
He's going to settle in at that 30 to 32 a year. So but maybe it's going to be close to 100 million, and then we'll see what the guarantee is.
Maybe it'll be a little higher than what we think. It's possible.
Remember, DK's younger. He signed a 5-year, $150 million contract.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get anything like that.
He's
27.
Yeah.
Or total
compensation. I would agree.
Yeah. I think he's going to probably sign another 3-year deal.
Yes, I agree.
And maybe only 2 of the years fully guaranteed. Maybe some sort of partial guarantee on the third year. Yeah.
Yeah, team option.
And then they have to figure out what the AAV would be. I would be surprised if it was $37 million, but you know, these contracts constantly surprise us. And frankly, I don't care.
Would he sign a 2-year deal or $74 million if it was $37 million? I don't think he would.
Most guys at this age.
Would he sign a 2-year, fully guaranteed $74 million deal?
Maybe. Then you put a team option for a third year.
I don't think they're going to get him.
$35 million or something?
I don't think they're going to get him at $37 per year. I think he's going to be in that 32 range.
Let's go to Dennis in Reston. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Dennis, what's up, man? Go with the Jets.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Here's what I have to say about that. Not no, but heck no. Don't trade TJ Watt for Terry McLaurin. Get Terry signed. Don't ask any questions about it. And if they don't get him signed, somebody needs to be reprimanded for that. That's what I have to say. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Well, Dennis, I think you can chill because eventually it's going to happen.
Oh, I'm sure he'll get signed. Yeah, he'll get signed. But no, that's TJ. That's goofy stuff. And there's so much false rumors coming out all over the place. I'm so sick of it. It's ridiculous. Let's get the guy signed. Let's get him in there and quit playing games. But they play games long enough. You know, we all know that's how it is. but it's gone long enough.
I think it's just kind of standard. Where they are right now is kind of standard.
Of course it is. Of course it is. There's a lot of guys that are doing the same thing all around the league, but, you know, why do we got to be like everybody else? Why can't we get him in there?
I think they'll get him in there. When I'll start panicking is when they start official training camp, and he starts missing regular day. After about the third day, I'll start panicking.
So you're going to panic August 3rd.
I don't know. But I won't panic on the first day. Won't panic on the second day. Start to. By the third day, I'll really start breathing heavy and start getting really animated. That's when I'll get nervous.
So Albert
But until
Breer,
then, no.
Albert Breer came on this station, right? I'm not sure which show he came on. But Albert Breer, one of the top NFL insiders out there, said he doesn't think the negotiations are in a great place right now. And he said, if you're Terry McLaurin, you look at it, you're saying, don't even come to me with anything that doesn't start with a three, $30 million a year.
Right.
I think it's fair for him to ask for something in that range just based on where the market has gone. I think they will eventually get something done, so he's positive there, but he says right now it's not in a great place.
Right.
Okay, well, I mean, I can't imagine they're millions apart per year. I can't imagine the Commanders want to pay him $25 million a year or less, and he wants $35 million.
What did he get this past year? What was on his deal? Like, what was his AAV?
I want to say it was somewhere in the... low 20s?
I thought it was in the high 20s, but he was making a lot of money. But, you know, I remember you asked, I can't remember who the guest was, but you asked about the agent that Terry McLaurin has.
It was Keim.
Okay, and Keim basically left it unsaid, which made us feel like...
He insinuated that the agents are a little different.
Yes.
And they're not the standard guys. And
you know, maybe that agent does want $37 million. You know, Mike Fisher said he was saying it's either an outrageous report, meaning he's not believing Lake Lewis. He said, or it's an outrageous ask. Well, the agent might have the outrageous ask, and Lake Lewis might be absolutely correct.
There's nothing wrong with an outrageous ask, and then you come off it.
Exactly.
You got to give yourself room for compromise. I mean, how many times are you going to ask for something, and they're just going to give it to you? Never.
I've had recent outrageous asks. All they can do is say no.
Yeah, say no, and then you come off it.
Exactly.
Find some middle ground. I don't know. The Breer also reporting, though, and that was what, last week, that the negotiations aren't in a great spot.
I didn't hear the interview.
That gives
I'm not even sure.
Of anxiety,
I'm not even sure who he was on. I'm reading an article. Yep. I was off last week. It says during an appearance on 106.7 The Fan.
It was probably
our station.
Yeah.
NFL insider Albert Breer chimed in on McLaurin's standoff.
My guess is that was Grant and Danny, but who knows? It could have been JP and B Mitch.
He signed a 3-year $68 million deal, which included a $28 million signing bonus. $53 million was guaranteed. So an average annual salary of about $23
million. 23, right.
This year he's going to earn... In his last year of his deal, he's going to earn $15.5 million as his base. Roster bonus is almost $3 million, so call that $19 million. Workout bonus $500K, so call that $20 million. And his cap hit's $25.5 million.
Yeah, so he's actually way underpaid.
So
for this
he's
year.
In that low.
I think he's
20s
way underpaid.
Rank. He's in the low 20s area.
Yeah, his numbers got to start with a $3 million.
That's crazy.
Well, he wasn't underpaid considering his production before Daniels got here.
I think at this point he's now underpaid.
Yeah, okay.
I think he's now underpaid.
But he was probably
maybe it was close.
Overpaid for his production before JD got here.
It's crazy though the difference and look, it's the difference between a star player who's the number one receiver and somebody else who's just a contributor, but I looked up Austin Eckler's salary. Do you know what he's making?
I thought it was $5 million.
He signed a 2-year, $8.4 million contract.
All right, okay. So it's $4 million.
He's a good player.
Yeah.
Signed a $3 million signing bonus, $4 million guaranteed.
Right.
AAV, $4.2 million. I'm trying to get him in studio. I was texting with Eckler yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Right, that'd be awesome.
He's very like media friendly. I see
He wants to promote an event.
I see him like he's playing golf with guys on YouTube. Like he's out there. You know,
yeah, he's a good dude.
We just don't have
his
enough.
Wife is the one that was featured in that Netflix documentary that had the sister that they used to dance, and then she got in kind of a cult sister.
Right. We just don't have enough weapons on offense where we can even ponder the idea of trading Terry. The only option is to figure it out and get a contract done. That's the only option. Trading him is not an option. We don't have enough weapons. I always hype up the weapons, but you got to have Terry. And I'm hyping up the weapons because everyone else is making fun of the weapons.
The only way you're getting trading Terry, and it makes sense, is if you're getting a younger receiver that's
like comparable.
That's comparable to him in terms of stats, which you're not going to get. So no team is going to trade a younger player at that position that's putting up similar numbers.
It's not like we have like this plethora of weapons that we could afford to give up. We can't.
What if they love Jalen Lane? I know it's a reach.
Come on.
The guy's going to return.
They do love Jalen Lane.
And he'll make a few plays.
They don't love Jalen Lane to be the number one receiver.
No, Debo would be your number one.
Debo's not a number one.
Everybody slides up.
He ain't a number one at this point.
Yeah, he wasn't a number one in San Francisco. Ayuk was. He's not a number one. He's a number two. That's why McLaurin's going to stay. And they'll figure something out.
They have to figure it out.
It might happen in July, so be prepared for that.
My guess is it's going to happen at the very end.
I mean, we're not that far from July.
Yeah.
All right, we got our mock draft coming up at 8 o'clock as we talk some Wizards. Coming up next, do you still have faith in this rebuild? They made a trade yesterday. Jordan Poole's gone. Now CJ McCollum's here. They got more expiring contracts.
You have to remind me who's on the freaking
roster. Do you have faith? 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back. Welcome.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. You got the NBA draft tonight. We're going to do a mock draft coming up in about 40 minutes. Right at 8 o'clock, we will do our Junkies mock draft. Everybody's going to get assigned a pick. And the Wizards, of course, go number 6, which begs the question.
Well, did you see how Drab wants to do it?
I didn't.
So Drab wants to have, these guys always want to gamble. They always want to find a way to just take money from us.
We take money from them.
Yeah, but that's not their goal. Their goal is to fleece us somehow. They want to put $10 in a hat for each guy. I get a free roll because I'm picking for the Wizards. But you guys will be, it's a lottery for who you pick. Mm-hmm. And then whoever you pick is obviously your pick for Rookie of the Year. And if any of our guys win Rookie of the Year,
you get the pot.
We get the pot. I apparently don't have to pay because I have the 6th pick and I have no shot at getting one through 5.
But isn't that,
you have no shot at Cooper Flagg. The rest, right. The 5 of us do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but whoever gets the top pick is probably going to draft Flagg. And
right, but at least you get a shot. Advantage. You guys at least get you an equal shot at it.
So might as well just roll dice.
Well, yeah, versus
attach it to the NBA.
I'm not convinced that Cooper Flagg is for sure going to win Rookie of the Year.
Well, that's why Eric's free rolled.
Yeah, I would say 95% chance he wins Rookie of the Year.
Well, that's
all right.
We'll see.
If you get injured, a lot of things can happen.
Sure.
When are we going to find out what team we're drafting for?
About, I don't know, a few minutes.
Okay.
Put them in a hat. We have to agree to it first.
That's fine. $10, whatever.
$10. Put it in.
Put it in. Be great when I get to draft Jeremiah Fierce.
Let's go to Paul.
Cooper Flagg's gonna be on the Dallas Mavericks.
In Gaithersburg. I wish we had cakes here so we could play Wizards Fever. Are people getting a Bullets Fever, whatever the hell it is? Paul, what's up? Are you getting geeked up?
Yes,
you got
sir.
Bullets Fever today?
No. I mean, I'm a Wizards fan, but kind of down and out Wizards fan because, I mean, the GM has to sell hope, but how many losing seasons do we have to sit through on watchable basketball? He traded away a 26-year-old for a 33-year-old. I don't. don't have any hope.
Yeah, but you knew that Poole was here just for a limited time, right? You knew he was always going to be an asset. They were going to move.
I understand it, but give me something I can watch. You know, as a fan, I can wait two more years and have an unwatchable team. That sucks if you're a fan. It really sucks.
Did you enjoy the era of Bradley Beal and 35 wins per season?
Nope. The last time I enjoyed them was probably when Gilbert played, to be honest with you.
So I think there's a lot of people like that. I would argue the alternative is you just got to find a way to attract free agents. You got to find a way.
No, yeah. I agree with you. I agree with that. I just like a watchable team.
I want to hear from Wizards fans. Thanks for your call. Because I do think when they decided to go this route and they brought in Winger and Dawkins, there was a lot of optimism. And I feel like last year going to games, I went to 4 or 5 games. We all went to one together. I feel like the crowd accepted that and were for it and really liked the young players coming up. Like, there was some excitement. You're building with Sarr and Carrington and George and Koulibaly. Like, you see the direction of the team. But then the disappointment of not getting number one pick and not having the chance to draft Cooper Flagg, I think, took a lot of air out of the balloon. And now I think it's going to be a tough season. There's going to be kind of a lull because you're really waiting until next offseason.
Right.
You're setting yourself up for next offseason. So now it's a whole nother kind of lost season. And let me check what the poll is.
It's a lost season, but you're also, if you're a huge Wizards fan, you're kind of interested to see if Sarr and Koulibaly can take that next step.
Yes.
So how much better can they get this offseason than last year?
So the poll of the day, and you can vote at Junks Radio, is do you have faith in the Wizards rebuild? 72% say no. Mm-hmm. I'll say I would vote yes, and it's simply because I have faith in Dawkins and Winger. They're from Oklahoma City. It's not to say that they're going to be able to repeat what Oklahoma City has done. We've mentioned it many times. Oklahoma City pulled off a Paul George deal, which really hooked them up. I don't think the Wizards have guys in that same class. Will they be able to net the dividends, which OKC got, which most importantly was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who won the MVP and led them to the NBA Finals and led them to winning it. But there's a lot of people I saw online on our Facebook page who have no faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wizards are a mess. Here's another one. Paul, every time we develop a player or two, poof, we are refusing to win. I don't know who she's referring to there. James Johnson, it's still going to take years. As it is now, no top free agents want to come, so their only hope is they hit on a generational talent in the draft to then entice top free agents to come.
Yeah, the $100 million next summer, forget about that. They're going to probably trade McCollum for even longer contracts so they can get first-round picks coming back with those bad contracts. Mm-hmm. So that's why they have all these expiring deals. So they're going to ship the McCollum off to a contender in February.
Mm-hmm. And then get a first-round pick.
Yes.
Yep.
They want to keep adding those up.
If they even have them till February. But you know, sometimes those rules. Like, remember last year, they had a couple players that you knew weren't going to be here, like Valanciunas? That weren't long-term planned, but there was like an NBA rule, like you can't move them until a certain date. Maybe they go the route of the Brooklyn Nets. You know the Brooklyn Nets have 5 first-round picks? 5!
All this year?
Yeah.
Nuts.
They've got the number 8 pick. They've got the number 19 pick. They've got the number 22 pick. They've got the number 27, 26 and 27.
Are they going to make all those picks, or are they going to package some of them?
Who knows?
Yeah,
but the current roster right now, and it can change, is Chris Middleton, CJ McCollum, Marcus Smart, Corey Kispert, Kelly Olynyk, Rashawn Holmes, Alex Sarr, Bilal Koulibaly, Bub Carrington, AJ Johnson, Keyshawn George, Anthony Gill, Justin Champagne, and Colby Jones.
I counted 5 building blocks.
You counted,
the first round picks from last year.
Yeah.
And, are you putting Koulibaly in there?
Koulibaly. And
did you put AJ Johnson?
Yes.
Yes. He's putting him in there.
So no Corey Kispert.
Sure. You could throw Kispert in. 6. And six
two more
pieces.
Tonight.
And two more.
Potentially two more tonight. But, like, even with the Spurs, the first year with Wembanyama, they were dreadful, right? How many games did they win the first year with Wemby?
Yeah, they haven't been.
They were dreadful.
And now Wemby missed a bunch of games. They got the number two pick in the draft tonight.
Yeah, he did miss a bunch of games.
Is he cleared? He had his blood clot, right? Is that what it was?
Yeah, 800-636-1067. If you're a Wizards fan, how do you feel about this rebuild? You got the draft tonight. Is there somebody you're targeting? EB's a big Ace Bailey guy.
Well, I mean, it would be a miracle if he falls to six.
I don't think it's a miracle. I think a lot of people expect it.
I think
a lot of the NBA's insiders expect it.
I think ESPN mocked them to the Wizards.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, is that the Giveny one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't think it's a miracle.
I think Bobby Marks even said he had the Wiz taking him.
Yeah, I think there's a good chance. Most of the drafts have it going Flag Harper 1-2.
Right.
Then there's some wiggle room. It seems like Edgecombe's going to go 3. Then there's a little more wiggle room.
Yeah, so who knows?
We'll see.
Who knows after 3?
I don't know. I have faith mostly because I just have faith in the people that they're going to figure it out. But it is a long rebuild. Got to wait this whole year
Well, that's what I was going to tell that Wizards fan who called and said he's got no hope. Is that, and I could see why you would say that before Dawkins and that new executive team got here. But let's give them a shot because the old team couldn't do it. All right, I could see why you would be down on that. But now he's only been here 2 years, so he's in the second year, or I guess entering the third year of a process. All right, it might take 5 or 6 years before they really start showing it, but at least give him a chance. After 5 or 6 years, they're still, at the best middle of the pack, then I could see you feeling that way. But let's just give him a couple more years, and let's see if they can increase the wins.
So when we had Patsos on yesterday, he was, of course, obsessed with the 18th pick. He didn't want us to forget about the 18th. His theory, and again, he reiterated a million times that he's not in the meetings with these guys, but his theory is that they're going to go one young guy and one little older guy.
Okay. So go after a junior?
Maybe. And I'm trying to look at guys that fit that bill.
It just takes so long for these guys now to develop. It's hard to know. I'm looking back at that Koulibaly draft, right? So, because what you got to look at is, well, what have they done? I really like what Will Dawkins did in the draft last year. I think we all like it. I think Bub's a stud. Sar, definitely a good defensive player. I don't know if he's going to be an alpha offensively. And then Keyshawn reminds me of like a young Robert Horry. Like
that's what I said from day one.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a good player. Not like a number one option or anything like that, but can be a good player. And they put him, plays good defense. Koulibaly, I've been disappointed. Maybe he'll blow up this year. And I'm just looking back at that draft. I mean, there's not really anybody that went after him that's doing anything of significance. So the picks that year were Wemby 1, Brandon Miller 2. Both those guys have been good. Scoot Henderson 3. The Thompson twins went back-to-back, Amen and Osser. Anthony Black, and then Koulibaly was drafted 7.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you look behind him, all right, Derek Lively at 12, impactful player at center for the Dallas Mavericks. He was hurt some last year. Of course, during his rookie season, go to the NBA Finals, with Luka tossing him tons of lobs. You mentioned Grady Dick. He was drafted 13, but I don't really see anybody else. I mean, I guess Pods.
It's kind of it is too early to kind of judge a lot of these guys, though.
So, hey, I mean, I don't.
What if it's not
like it was a terrible pick.
I think that they're going to go, they'll go freshmen at 6, and I think they're going to go international.
What if they get Ace Bailey? What if the stars align and we get one of the most talented players in the draft, in my opinion?
Mm-hmm.
And then at 18, they get Walter Clayton.
I like
Clayton. You're totally in on Patsos' recommendation.
Well, that would go with his theory.
He also likes Derek Queen. I don't think Derek Queen's going to drop.
He likes Derek Queen at like 8 or 6.
Yeah.
He likes Derek Queen that early. If you took Queen at 18, I got no problem. I can't take Derek Queen at 6. I know Valdez, you're all in on Queen. Would
you think
Queen
Ace Bailey,
6?
Jason, you watch more college hoops than me. Is Ace Bailey as good as Brandon Miller was?
I think Brandon Miller is probably better.
No. Coming out, no.
I think he was more explosive in college.
And again, the thing I am concerned about is why.
Now, why
again,
didn't they win?
These are young more? Players, okay? They're young, 18-year-old player, 18 and 19, I think. But why? They don't strike me as huge team players if they've got two of the top three prospects in the draft and you have a 15 and 17 record.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I just know he's got an elite skill set.
He does, but maybe he has to become more of a mature player.
But hold
on. And look, he's a young kid, and these were young kids that you're relying on. And maybe Rutgers didn't have the complement of juniors and seniors that you kind of need with these young guys to kind of rein them in and help them develop as players. But that's just a big concern for me.
Valdez, you would take Queen at 6, right? I know you. You would take him at 6.
Yes, I would.
Yeah.
I don't care if you think it's a reach. I think he's a very good prospect.
I think he'll be a long-term – I think he'll be a long-time pro. I don't know how good he'll be. But I think he'll be like a 10-year-plus NBA player. Let's go to Mo in Largo. Mo, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How are you, man?
I like where they are. They're acquiring good young talent. I think they have a solid base. They're in a good position to get great talent in this draft between, you know, personally, I love the Maryland kid, but really like Ace Bailey, too. But, I mean, they seem to be stepping in the right direction, so I have no reason to believe that they won't continue. I mean, they have a bit of a blueprint in front of them from past, you know, experiences, and I like the talent that we have. So I don't see why we can't continue to keep getting better.
Ace Bailey might be the guy. I'm looking at a report. DeMarcus Cousins, former NBA player, who, of course, had a little run-in in Puerto Rico recently. He says he thinks Ace Bailey should be the number one pick.
I'm telling
Quote
you.
Quote is, I think he's the closest thing we've seen to Tracy McGrady. Pretty good comp.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the skill set is insane. I don't know what his head's like. I don't know if he'll like grind on defense. You know, I don't know if he's going to be a good guy, bad guy. I have no idea. But his skill set is insane. Now, the guy that Jimmy kept bringing up, though, that he said he liked more than Ace, maybe for some of the off-the-court stuff, potentially, is Carter Bryant from Arizona.
Is he gonna slip that far? I don't know if he'll slip that far.
Who? Carter Bryant?
Bryant, yeah.
I see Carter Bryant listed at like 20.
I've seen him higher than that. But
Bryant only averaged like 6 points a game. That's another huge leap.
Young kid.
It feels like a Johnny Davis.
At least Ace Bailey put up some numbers. But I see the similarities.
But I could also see them going international because Will Dawkins is a big international guy.
Well, who are the international guys we should be keeping an eye on?
Oh, I have no idea. I mean, they've got scouts over there all the time. I think one time when we had him on the show, he had just got back or he's getting ready to go over there.
Yep.
But put it this way. I think this is a pretty good draft. I said this yesterday. I was initially, you know, disappointed, pretty severely disappointed when we were nowhere near getting Flag. I mean, I knew we wouldn't win the thing, but it was just so horrible when we got the 6th pick. But having gone through the guys, I think there's plenty of talent in this draft. I think it's going to end up being a decent draft.
Either Trey Johnson or Bailey will slip to 6.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. All right, so we got our mock drafts.
It's just a matter of who Will really likes out of those two.
Mock drafts coming up at 8 o'clock. Hey, let me tell you about the largest fireworks store on the East Coast. It's now open. It's called Gorilla Fireworks. The largest selection of major brands of the good stuff, including firecrackers, rockets, mortars, artillery shells, repeaters, Roman candles, fountains, and much more. You don't have to drive to Pennsylvania or south of the border. It's just 30 minutes from the DMV. Gorilla Fireworks. Located in Charlestown, West Virginia, 1 mile from the Hollywood Casino. Great deals all year long with our entire inventory. Either buy one, get one free, or buy one, get two free Hurry in before the 4th of July frenzy starts. Let Guerrilla Fireworks light up your sky on your 4th of July.
Welcome. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back, Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. I don't know if we need to give ADs, but we all got breakfast because somebody sent Valdez some cash. Probably should give the little shout out, which reminds me I'm supposed to give a shout out to somebody else.
We got breakfast from a listener. Her husband passed away from brain cancer.
Oh, wow.
And today would be his birthday. So he was a big fan of the show. His friends and family are big fans of the show. And thank you to Ricky, who
thanks, Ricky. That's terrible.
I know.
But I'm thinking about you as I eat this sausage McMuffin with cheese.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're honoring Ricky by eating
McDonald's. I'm going to have a bite for Ricky. That's terrible.
I know, but
hey, we're just trying
It was very nice of her.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you very much.
And I believe we've met the family, and they're very nice, and they're huge, huge, huge fans.
Did we meet Ricky at one point?
I don't know if as a show we've met Ricky, but we've met the family.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. So thank you very much for breakfast.
Similarly, now this is a birthday shout out. Don't like to do this often, but this message came in via Instagram, and for some reason I feel like I should respond to it. Woman writes us, my boyfriend Brad is a huge fan and has been listening to your show since his days at GW. This is his birthday, so she just said, could you give him a happy birthday? So happy birthday, Brad. She says, come to Ann Arbor sometime.
Hey, he got it.
You're taking a bite out of the cameo biz right now. That's our bread and butter right there.
Well, I think also to get a shout out, you got to at least get a breakfast sandwich. You know what I mean? You got to give up something to get something. Well, you don't get anything for free in this world.
Look at the spread we have. There you go. It leads into your cameo business. You should hit up the guys in cameo. What is the address?
Junk's producers.
Yeah, what's the occasion? We just missed Father's Day.
Trust me, we're very disappointed.
Did you have a terrible Father's Day?
We've had a terrible 2025 in terms of cameo.
Is cameo dying?
We have a couple faithfuls that do cameos.
4th of July is coming up.
Yeah, you want us to do some America shtick? We'll do that.
Yeah, have you ever gotten 4th of July cameos? Come on.
You know what? I'm sized for any holiday cameos.
Right.
But we were very disappointed in our Father's Day haul.
Really? How many did you all do, honestly?
I don't want to say.
Like less than two? Can you fit it all in one hand?
We did fine. We're doing fine. It's not a big deal.
It's not as bad
you can always take more.
Yeah.
Sorry for taking your business. For some reason, the woman from Ann Arbor got me to do the birthday shout out. I probably would have forgotten, but thank you to the family that gave us breakfast. Jason and I both got the hotcakes and sausage. Yep. What did you get over there?
Sausage, egg, and cheese.
Nice.
Yep. Biscuit. On a biscuit.
By the way, I'm just seeing that the PLL re-signed with ESPN, a new 5-year agreement.
That's a great deal.
Which is
there.
Huge.
Yep.
I mean, it's been so huge for them to be on ESPN. And, you know, there's definitely producers over at ESPN that love lacrosse because they constantly put their like behind-the-back goals and everything on their top 10 list. Every week they do. During like college season and during the PLL.
Mm-hmm.
It's big. I mean,
it's huge.
I remember
huge
years
to
ago,
be on that platform.
You'd get no soccer, right? And then slowly but surely, as silly as it be, you'd start seeing like these international goals in the top 10. And, you know, over time, might be decades, it's grown in popularity. I still think the international soccer here is far more popular
for sure
than the MLS.
For sure.
But it has grown in popularity.
Listen, it's great for lacrosse. Lacrosse still, unfortunately, is still more regional than you'd like it to be. College lacrosse almost still seems to be more popular than professional lacrosse, unfortunately. But the professional lacrosse game is growing. It's so well produced on ESPN. They get a couple big network games too every season, where it's like right on ABC, which is awesome for the whole country to see it. Everything obviously is on their platform, ESPN Plus, whatever, online. So it's great. Another 5 years. Love to see lacrosse grow. Even though
great
I'm
job,
out
Paul
of the lacrosse
Rabel.
Game. All my kids are, you know, they're done with they're, lacrosse. My youngest never played it.
That's right.
I'm only on volleyball.
You'll be all volleyball.
Professional volleyball leagues that blow up. Which, believe it or not, there are a bunch of them.
No,
follow,
but the,
I follow
but,
a guy that plays, it looks like professional grass volleyball. Like a bunch of dudes just go every weekend.
That's a professional league?
It's like semi-pro.
Wow.
I think they play like for money.
Well, I was some of the stuff they put on ESPN in the morning, I put it on. You know, there's 100 ESPN channels, but there's wiffle ball leagues.
Yeah.
There's.
It seems like that's growing.
Yeah, I mean, there's, and that's on ESPN.
Right.
And they're showing wiffle ball on ESPN.
We never talked about Joe Burrow not really being able to throw a strike, which was kind of remarkable. Like, beyond not even throwing a strike, he couldn't even get it anywhere near the plate.
He kept
pulling it.
Yes.
He was squeezing the baseball too hard.
So just to set it up, at Fanatics Fest, they had a competition with ex-athletes and current athletes, as well as just randos. So there's just fans. Tom Brady ended up winning. They had 8 events. There was like shooting the hockey puck. There was 3-point shooting. There was a football throwing contest. Eli Manning was I think he finished 4th. So I think 2nd place might have been Dustin Poirier or somebody in the MMA world. But then there was just like randos. And then they had a baseball competition where there was a strike zone and they would get points based on how many times they hit the strike zone, where they hit it in the strike zone. And he just missed over and over again, like badly.
Yeah, it seemed like he forgot. I guarantee he played
his
baseball.
His release point
when he was
horrible.
He was holding the ball too tight.
Yeah.
I'm convinced of it.
He was throwing it kind of too late. Like it was coming out of his hand here instead of here.
Did you see Russell Wilson just pumping strikes in there?
I did.
Well, he was a stud.
Yeah, I think he played professional baseball, even.
Yeah.
All right, where am I picking?
All right, this is for our... Here, come in here, Mar. Well, this is for our mock draft, right?
You're going to pick them.
I'm going to pick them because I already have the 6 pick.
Yeah. So what is the agreement here? It's $10 a man for rookie of the year?
Right. Yeah. If you're a guy,
the guy
you
wins
pick.
Rookie of the year.
So you're not even necessarily picking for fit for your team. You're just picking for who you hope is going to be the rookie of the year.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but usually you're going to go by who you think is the best player.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, the Spurs are probably going to draft Dylan Harper. That's not necessarily the best fit. He's the best player.
Well,
for the
like
Spurs.
If the Wizards draft Malawach, I don't think anybody thinks he's the 6th best player in the draft.
No.
They would just be drafting him
for
fit.
Yeah. Right. Possibly, yeah.
Right?
I mean, the number 4 pick won Rookie of the Year last year. You just don't know.
Who was the number 1 overall?
Steph Castle.
Yeah.
No, but who was number 1? Oh, it was the kid in Atlanta.
Rhys Ochoa.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Yeah, but Rhys Ochoa, I mean, look, anything could happen, but Rhys Ochoa didn't have the cachet as Cooper Flagg.
No, you're right. Well, no one knew who he was.
Is this the 5th pick or is this the 4th? This is the 5th pick.
All right. Yeah, we're going down. Pick. All right. The first name gets the fifth pick.
This is the Jazz.
All right, so this is Utah.
Jason, you're picking for the Jazz.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
You won't do a buyout right now.
That's fine.
Is the golf kick in here? No, she'll probably win the first pick.
Anna, in here?
No.
Well, you'll know by pick 1.
Right. All right. Hopefully it's not Anna. Drabby, you're picking 4th. Who's that?
Hornets.
Hornets. All right. Here we go.
Sixers are up next.
Look, Mars really sized. He needs his 40.
I'm so locked in.
Valdez.
Gotcha.
All right. Valdez is picking 3rd. Now it's between JP and Mar.
Yep.
So back and forth.
I think we all know who we're rooting for.
Everybody's rooting for Mar. Mike Mars picking second. Uh-huh. JP's got the first pick. You'll throw a curveball.
Maybe. All right, but JP's I don't think so.
JP's got the first pick.
Because we want to make it as legitimate as possible. Coming up next, it is the Junkies Mock Draft. Don't go anywhere.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.